Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 11th. The first cases of COVID-19 were diagnosed in Colorado last week. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with an update on the coronavirus and how Western Slope hospitals are responding.
As of Tuesday evening, Colorado had 18 cases of COVID-19. The disease caused by the novel coronavirus now spreading across the globe. While most cases of COVID-19 appear to be mild, a report from China suggests that about 15% of cases will develop into serious illness. Older people and those with severe underlying conditions, like heart disease, lung disease, or diabetes, seem to be more at risk of serious illness. Symptoms of COVID-19 include fever, coughing, and shortness of breath. If you have any of these symptoms and think you may have been exposed to the coronavirus, call your doctor or local health clinic to discuss next steps, including possible testing. Providers are encouraging people not to come in person, but to call first instead. On Tuesday, Governor Jared Polis declared a state of emergency in Colorado to help stop the spread of COVID-19. This measure will help ensure access to necessary resources, provide legal flexibility, protect vulnerable communities, and better contain the outbreak. No cases have yet been reported in the KVNF listening area, which includes Mesa, Delta, Montrose, Ouray, Hinsdale, and San Miguel counties. When necessary, local hospitals are prepared to treat people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and are in need of medical care. I spoke to Jackie Davis, Public Information Officer for Delta County Memorial Hospital, and asked her about the hospital's readiness.
We are taking the appropriate CDC suggested preparedness measures, not only for our patients, but with our staff as well. So at this time, we're currently assessing patients. We do have isolation rooms for those more at-risk patients if that's needed.
What should people do to protect themselves from this disease?
You know, right now, it's still encouraging the public to do the CDC recommended precautionary measures, things like washing their hands often, don't touch your face, your mouth, staying away from people who have symptoms. And really, if you're sick, stay home. It is important to remember that the risk for Coloradans to get the COVID-19 is relatively low. It's in our area. We know that. But if an individual does not have a high risk of exposure, it's very unlikely to have the COVID-19. If they do have any questions, they can call the Delta County Health Department. And they do have a new hotline, which is 874-2172. But they are also encouraged to call their primary care provider clinic first if they can. We're doing phone screenings, and if those screenings are found to be positive, we are encouraging patients to then be referred to our emergency department for further testing.
And that was Jackie Davis with Delta Memorial. I also talked to Megan McBrayer, infection preventionist at Montrose Memorial Hospital, who said that hospital is similarly prepared.
We have been working with our regional partners to develop response plans, and we are looking at ways of conserving our supplies in the hospital and how to best utilize them. That's one of our biggest concerns right now. We've worked very closely with our emergency department to follow the state guidelines for screening and managing these patients, and we are continuing to develop more plans and protocols to help manage this as the situation progresses.
Has it been difficult at all for you to get the supplies that you need, like masks and gloves and things?
Yes, it has. So a lot of the manufacturers are now on back order for getting us those supplies. We've had to look at other places, even Amazon, where we can get things to help keep up our supply levels. We are feeling pretty comfortable at the moment, but it will just depend on how things progress.
And what else do you want to be sure that people know?
I think we probably can't say enough that performing hand hygiene and following cough etiquette is the most important thing that they can do to protect themselves and also stop spreading it to others. And then, of course, calling your doctors if you have concerns.
For more information on COVID-19, visit the website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at cdc.gov. Colorado's Department of Public Health and Environment keeps a list of cases in the state updated several times per day at colorado.gov/CDPHE. For KVNF Radio, this is Jody Peterson.
About 20 people gathered at the Hotchkiss Town Hall Tuesday night to meet the four candidates for the Hotchkiss Town Council. Town of Hotchkiss voters will select three trustees out of the four candidates in the election on April 7th. Two of the candidates are incumbents. John Marta and Patrick Webb are both running for re-election to the board. But the other two candidates are not exactly newcomers. Those are Jim Wingfield, who has experience as a trustee in Paonia, and Terry O'Brien, whose family goes back in the area for generations. All four men took questions from the audience and introduced themselves. The meeting was facilitated by the Hotchkiss Chamber of Commerce. Longtime Hotchkiss resident and observer Tom Wills was at the meeting. Wills is the publisher and writer of the North Fork Merchant Herald, and also is a former Hotchkiss trustee. Wills spoke with KVNF News after the meeting and offered some commentary about the candidates.
They're very diverse. Not a lot of younger people, but I would say all four candidates are qualified. There's no outliers among them or anything like that. There and some new ideas, a little bit, kind of a status quo. Seemed like people were very satisfied with the way the town was. They'd like the business district to be a little better than it is, but they like the difference that we have between Hotchkiss and Paonia, probably, so that we're a little less exciting, I guess. There are some concerns. I mean, people like it because it's quiet. They like the things they like. They would rather have more businesses, more jobs in town. Affordable housing came up. We have that same problem. Paonia has that problem. Everywhere almost has that problem right now, which is it's just hard to be able to. The rents are getting pretty high, especially for the level of incomes here. So that's a big concern for people. Other than that, it's just, yeah, people would like it. Like Mr. Marta said, who's been here his whole life, said he remembered when it was more vibrant. When there wasn't a Walmart in Delta, probably, and people didn't shop on the internet. So we've lost a lot of businesses. It's much different than it used to be. And there's some people would like it to go back to being like it used to be. But, you know, so it was a struggle on how is that going to happen? What is Hotchkiss of future going to look like? Is it going to look like Ridgeway or Carbondale? Or is it going to stay Hotchkiss, but different?
And stay tuned to KVNF News next week for coverage of the Paonia Candidate Forum. That event will be held Tuesday, March 17th at Paonia Town Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.